Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a low-end pressure vocal texture workflow in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old-school DNB vibes. And just to set the tone right away, this is not about making a glossy lead vocal. We're turning a vocal into a bass-adjacent texture, something that helps the track feel heavier, darker, and more physical without stepping on the sub, kick, snare, or break. In drum and bass, especially jungle and old-school styles, low-end pressure is not only the sub, it's the way the whole bottom half of the track feels occupied. A well-placed vocal chop, a pitch-down phrase, or a gritty call-out can create that warehouse weight and still leave room for the rhythm section to slam. So let's build that. First, choose the right vocal source. You want attitude. Short phrases work best here. Spoken words, shouted bits, breathy tails, or a sample with some room tone and character. At these tempos, around 160 to 174 BPM, a tiny fragment often hits harder than a long line. The ear fills in the gaps, and that makes the vocal feel more mysterious and more powerful. Drag the vocal into an audio track and zoom in on the waveform. Trim it down to the most usable part. Maybe it's one word. Maybe it's the first syllable of a phrase. Maybe it's a vocal throw with a strong attack. Keep it compact. Low-end pressure works better when the sample feels like a gesture, not a performance. If the sample is too clean, don't worry, we're going to rough it up. Now pitch it down in a controlled way. In Ableton Live 12, you can use clip transpose or the clip pitch controls. For this style, a good starting point is somewhere around minus 5 semitones. If you want it darker and heavier, push toward minus 7 or minus 9. If you go too far, the vocal can get floppy or cartoonish, so resist the urge to overdo it right away. A really important note here, formant control matters a lot. When you pitch a vocal down, the formants can make it sound huge in a good way, or plasticky in a bad way. So use small changes, and listen for whether the texture still sounds intentional. You want weight, not comedy. If the timing loosens up, keep warp enabled and lock the sample to the grid. For chopped vocal hits, beats mode can work well. For fuller phrases, Complex Pro is usually a safer starting point. If you're using a sustained vowel or a very tonal sample, tones can give you a nice character shift. But again, don't overclean it. A little warp artifact can actually help in a dense DNB mix. Now tighten the clip so it lands with the groove. Think in terms of DNB phrasing. You might want the vocal on beat 1 for impact, or on the offbeat before the snare for tension, or at the end of a two-bar phrase as a call and response with the bass line. That phrasing is a huge part of why this works. The vocal should feel like part of the arrangement architecture, not a decoration pasted on top. Next, we're going to build a processing chain using stock Ableton devices. A strong starting chain is a EQ8, saturator, redox or erosion, compressor or glue compressor, auto filter, and maybe utility at the end. Start with EQ8. If the vocal is mighty, high pass it somewhere around 80 to 140 Hz. Usually you do not want this layer living in the actual subzone. Then listen for low-mid buildup around 200 to 400 Hz. That area can make the mix cloudy fast, especially with jungle breaks. If there's harshness, you may need a small dip around 2.5 to 5 Khz. Then add saturator. A few dB of drive can add density and help the vocal translate on smaller speakers. Soft clip is useful if the sample needs more body. This is one of the key moves in the lesson. Instead of making the vocal louder, make it denser. If you want dirt, add redox or erosion lightly. You do not need to destroy the sample. Just a little bit of reduction or edge can give it grime and help it sit in the darker DNB lane. For more aggressive roller or neuro-adjacent textures, erosion before saturator can give a vicious harmonic character. Then compress it a bit. You're trying to keep the vocal stable, not squashed to death. A few dB of gain reduction is usually enough. Auto filter is where you can add movement. A low-pass filter opening up into a drop or closing down in a breakdown gives you that tension and release that works so well in DNB. Now we make it sit with the drums and bass. This part is crucial. If the vocal is going to live near the low end, it needs controlled ducking. Put a compressor on it and sidechain it from the kick or from the main drum bus. Keep the attack fairly quick and set the release so it breathes with a groove. You want the vocal to pull back when the drums hit, not fight them. A useful mindset here is bass adjacent, not bass replacement. Your vocal should reinforce the low end feeling, not compete with the actual sub. If it starts acting like the main low instrument, pull it back with EQ or shorten its decay. If you want the vocal to answer the snare rather than the kick, sidechain it to the drum bus and let it breathe in the gaps. That can make it feel welded to the break, which is exactly what you want in jungle and old-school DNB. Now let's add motion with automation. A lot of people make the mistake of constantly moving every parameter, but in this style, controlled motion is better. Use automation to make the vocal feel like a phrase. You can automate clip transpose in small steps, like 0, minus 2, minus 5, minus 7 semitones. You can automate the auto-filter cutoff so the vocal opens into a drop. You can push saturator drive up a little in the pre-drop for tension. You can automate reverb amount so the vocal sits back in the breakdown and gets drier when it needs impact. You can even automate utility width so the low-pressure part stays mono and focused. That kind of movement makes the vocal feel alive without making it seasick. A really strong arrangement move in a 174 BPM tune is a 4-bar vocal build that starts brighter and ends with a low filtered stab right before the drop. That single gesture can make the drop feel much bigger, even if you never add another bass layer. Once the chain sounds good, resample it. This is a huge productivity move in Ableton. Route the processed vocal to a new audio track and record it, or set a track to resampling. Now you've printed the sound. That means faster editing, easier chopping, less CPU, and more commitment. In drum and bass, committing early often leads to better results. After resampling, try slicing by transient, reversing tails into the next snare, or duplicating a hit and pitching it down again to make a shadow layer. You can even load the resampled vocal into Simpler and play it chromatically. That's a really powerful way to create a vocal bass hybrid instrument that responds to your arrangement. Now think like an arranger. Don't just leave the vocal floating in the loop. Use it like a Reval D&B component. For an intro, you might use a filtered vocal texture with lots of space. In the first build, automate pitch down and saturation up. In the first drop, keep the vocal selective, almost like call and response. In a middle 8, you can open it up a bit with delay or atmosphere. Then in the second drop, bring back the low-pitched version, maybe layered with a dirtier resample. In jungle, this often becomes a repeated hook every 2 bars over chopped amen energy and a sub-pulse. In darker rollers, use it more sparingly so it feels like a haunted detail rather than a lead. Either way, phrase it with intention. Leave air for the snare and bass to punch. Now do the final mix check. Put the vocal in context with the kick, snare, break, and bass line. Solo can be useful, but trust the full mix more. Ask yourself, does this make the bass feel heavier or just busier? Is it masking the snare? Is it adding useful grit in the low mids? Is the sub still centered and mono? If the vocal is fighting the bass around 100 to 300 Hz, cut more there before you just turn it down. A small EQ move often solves what a level change cannot. If the track feels too polite, don't be afraid to push the saturator with soft clip and then tame the top end with EQ afterwards. Sometimes that is the exact move that makes the sample feel like it belongs in a proper jungle tune. A few quick reminders before we wrap this section up. Short phrases usually win at fast tempos. Form and control matters more than people think. Leave room for the break. And remember, the vocal should help the groove feel denser, darker, and more expensive, not cluttered. If you want a fast practice pass, here's a simple 15-minute challenge. Find one vocal phrase or one shot. Pitch it down by about 5 semitones and warp it to the grid. Add EQ 8, saturator, and compressor with sidechain from the kick. Make a 4-bar loop, where the vocal appears only on bars 1 and 3. Automate the filter so the first 2 bars are darker, and the last 2 open slightly. Duplicate the clip. Pitch the copy down another 2 semitones, and tuck it underneath as a shadow layer. Then bounce or resample it and test it against a simple break and bass line. The goal is simple. Make the vocal feel like it belongs in the drum and bass groove, not like a feature pasted on top. So remember the core idea from this lesson. Pitch vocals down in a controlled way. Shape them with stock Ableton devices. Treat them like part of the rhythm section. Sidechain them, phrase them, and arrange them with the drums and bass. Then resample once it works, so you can chop, layer, and finish faster. In jungle and darker D&B, the best vocal textures feel like shadow energy. Subtle, gritty, and perfectly placed. All right, let's move on and hear how this pressure layer changes the whole weight of the track.